This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Something significant happened that's sending the leftists just in a tailspin. And it's all because we hit a round number figure at some point here not too long ago. We reached the 8 billion mark in people. Do you feel it? Do you feel any angst about reaching the 8 billion mark here in America? Because I'm going to make you a bet that you don't. I've looked at population. I've talked about it many times, and I tell people there probably is a population that you could get me scared. Like, we've got 100 billion people on Earth, and I'm going, whoa, seems like too many. There's a number. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They write this, the world is getting hotter and more crowded. And the two issues are connected, but not quite as much as people might think, experts say. Recently, folks, somewhere a baby, it was born that was the 8 billionth person. This is according to projections by the UN and other experts. The Earth, they say, has warmed almost 0.9 degrees Celsius, 1.6 degrees Fahrenheit, since the world hit the 4 billion mark in 1974. So it's our fault. See, every 4 billion people, apparently, we're going to go up 0.9 degrees Celsius. They rationalize it with more people consuming energy, mostly from the burning of fossil fuels, is warming the planet. The key issue isn't the number of people as much as how small a fraction of those people are causing way more than their share of carbon pollution. Several climate and population experts told AP. I don't know if that was confusing, but they're blaming it on fossil fuels. Even though they say that it's a small fraction of people that are doing it. Americans! They said, we do have a population problem, and we do have a population issue, said Vanessa Perez Cicera, director of Global Economic Center at the World Resources Institute. But I think it's mostly, it has to do with what she says, overconsumption. Americans. I added the Americans in case you're missing that. And she says, and because of that, the 8 billion child born will, quote, not have what we have because there's not enough resources. I don't know how you feel, but I will tell you this. I have never had more resources available to me in my life. I'm being honest. They go on. Kenya, which is suffering through a devastating drought, has 55 million people and about 95 times more than the population of Wyoming. But Wyoming emits 3.7 times the carbon dioxide as Kenya. Africa, as whole, has 16.7% of the world's population, but historically emits only 3% of the global carbon production or pollution, while the United States has 4.5% of the planet's people, but since 1959 has put out 21.5% of the heat-trapping carbon dioxide. It's our fault, Americans. I don't know how many times I can tell you. The average Canadian, Saudi, Australian put out more than 10 times the carbon dioxide into the air than through their daily living. Then the average Pakistani, where one-third of the nation was flooded in a climate change worsened event. And in Qatar, per capita emissions is about 20 times Pakistan's, according to the World Bank. So this has nothing to do with race or ethnicity. It has to do with wealth. Qatar has a lot of wealthy people. They have 20 times the carbon dioxide of all those other places, whereas Saudi Arabia, Canada and Australia put out 10 times as much. So about half of what Qatar does. I think I'm beginning to see a pattern develop here. They say this is what Bill Hare of Climate Analytics said. The question is not about population, but rather about consumption patterns. So it's best to look at the major northern emitters to begin with. Northern emitters. Climate Interactive Group, a group of scientists who run intricate computer simulations that can be tweaked to see what factors matter the most in fighting climate change, looked at the different population makes. It found it made a small contribution compared to other factors like economics. So, population doesn't matter. Now, what they're doing is giving countries like India and China a pass by saying it isn't the population. No, no, no. It has to do with economics. Didn't know that. They go on to say, comparing two nations, the United Nations population progression projection scenarios of 8.8 billion and 10.4 billion people, Climate Interactive's Andrew P. Jones found only a 0.2 degrees Celsius, 0.4 degree Fahrenheit, difference. But the difference between no price tax on carbon and $100 a ton was 0.7 degrees, 1.3 degrees Fahrenheit difference. So 0.7 Celsius. So what they're saying is that when you tax carbon, people become better stewards of the environment. You understand what I'm reading you right now? I'm reading you a puff piece for everybody involved in the global climate scam, because they want to get your money and they will do whatever it takes to get it. And they're going to rationalize this. And if you think for one second this is going to be downplayed, folks, this is going to be ramped up to levels unimaginable. You're going to look back, possibly listening to this podcast one day in the well into the future, and say, "Ah, that Kevin Jackson, he was so smart. He just knew his stuff." Well, I'll tell you what I'm applying. My expert common sense is what I'm looking at. And what I'm going to tell you is this, and we'll talk more about it here in a bit. We reach 8 billion. Round number. Democrats get that's when you get nostalgic. Oh, 7 billion to 8 billion, 8 billion to 9 billion, 9 billion to 10 billion. And that's when Democrats panic. Leftists panic. Eugenicists panic. They thought COVID was going to do it. COVID was supposed to put everybody, you know, it was supposed to kill a lot of people. 8 billion people on the planet despite COVID.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The eugenics movement essentially determines who it considers to be good citizens of citizens of the world and bad citizens of the world. And there are people like Margaret Sanger have become famous in the eugenics movement. But there have been many, many wealthy white people, mostly Democrats, who have looked into this movement and said there's a certain number of people that should be on the planet. And in many cases, their whole theme for it is that there's a certain number of people needed to serve them, the elites. There are movies like In Time. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's not that great of a film, but it is an interesting film in the sense that if you're filthy rich, you could buy all the time you wanted. And people were knocking each other. Criminals would, because you put your wrist to another wrist and it would undo the clock. So undo your clock. So you could die. When you could see your clock ticking down, you knew the moment of your death because you could look at it on your wrist. So going back to this whole population milestone of 8 billion people, and understanding that people like Sustran, who worked for Barack Obama, had written papers saying there just shouldn't be more than 3 billion people in the world. Other people had it into hundreds of millions were too many. Now, that's obviously been debunked. We've been living with billions and billions of people for quite some time, and we just passed the 8 billion mark. And one could argue, well, people are starving to death, Kevin, all over the world. Well, some are, but not all. I mean, the people who are starving, let me put it this way, there's enough food to feed everybody on the planet. Would you agree or disagree? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I will tell you, there's plenty of food to feed everybody. Food is one of the most wasted resources ever because if you're picking it on time, it doesn't have a long shelf life. And even though we've worked on that, it's not enough. How much food will be thrown away at a restaurant today, at a McDonald's or a good restaurant? How much food gets wasted, stuff that a chef will cut off and say, I'm not using? For example, I don't use the middle of a tomato. I want heirloom tomatoes where I can use the whole tomato. If I don't get it, I cut off the butt of the tomato. You know what I mean? The top or the bottom. I toss those. If I'm making a salad, I might trim down the top a little bit and use that if I'm making like a pico de gallo or something like that. But for the most part, when you chop an onion, when you chop peas, when you chop whatever, you're wasting a lot of food. It's a known thing. You're going to waste some. And I'm talking about even with those that eat, when I chop an onion, I don't eat the outer layers. I don't eat the very inner center part. When I eat a lettuce, I only eat the really good stuff. I don't eat the core. I could go on. Many of you probably are like me. I only want the best parts. I would run one heck of a restaurant. So all I'm getting at is there's plenty of waste, and I'm at the micro level, there's waste. Can you imagine what it is at the institutional level? A lot of waste. But the question about the eugenicist movement, the eugenics movement, I should say, and the eugenicist is who gets to live and who gets to die. Now, some would argue, well, it's the poor who die. Because in, say, Bangladesh, it's the Bangladeshis, rich ones, if there are some, that are saying that, I mean, in other words, they're not killing black people in Bangladesh. They're not killing poor black people in China. They're not killing poor black people in Japan. The Japanese are killing Japanese. The Chinese are killing Chinese. We already know the African countries are killing Africans. So, but who's making these decisions? And that's one of the things that I even posed this to some friends of mine the other night. Who gets to make the decisions? Well, there are some that believe the decisions are very racist. Here's one of the things that somebody writes about this. The Nature Conservancy chief scientist Catherine Hayhoe says, one of the biggest arguments that I hear almost exclusively from men in high-income countries is that, oh, it's just a population problem. Nothing could be further from the truth, she says. The 50% poorest people in the world are historically responsible for 7% of heat-trapping gas emissions. So, using the left's arguments, the poorest people are the ones who are the best stewards of the planet. So, thus, we should probably all aspire to be poor. She says, and even within countries, it's the wealthiest who cause more of the carbon pollution. Overall, he said, 80% of the population, the global population, emits a small fraction of emissions. So it's the old 80-20 rule. 80% of the world, which lives in poverty, is doing 20% of the emissions, and 20% of the people who do not live in poverty are committing or using 80% of emissions. And for them, it's an end-sum game. Yeah, if we don't fix it, well, somebody's going to be deprived. And of course, it's going to be the poor that are going to be deprived. It says the world's population is growing mostly in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia, and they're contributing the least to man-made climate change. I have another thing I would say to you. They're contributing the least to mankind. So, what do you do about that? Where's the innovation come from? Let me ask you. We're looking at things like the use of electricity. We're talking about the crops, how little land you now need to feed more people, and I could go on. You know, the building of things vertically versus spread out. Who does all this stuff? It's not sub-Saharan Africans, I can tell you that. It's not racist to say it. It's just a fact. If you're waiting on the next innovation in building or even building materials, you think it's going to come out of Africa? You waiting for some innovation? I'd love to, please tell me where. These people can't even have solid electricity on. I was there. Yeah, trust me, you can't even have solid electricity, much less be concerned about their ability to, you know, their carbon footprint is less. Yeah, because they aren't using anything. They're not doing anything productive. Warlords and it's insane. It says, but get this. It says population. Let me read this first. It says, eight nations, five in Africa, three in Asia, are going to have at least half of the population growth between now and 2050. They are Egypt, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, now in India, Pakistan, India, and the Philippines. Those are the ones that are going to have the biggest growth. None of these white countries, I don't think there were any South American countries or Central American countries. They say population is an issue that no one has wanted to touch from the very beginning. Too politically sensitive, said Joanna DePledge, a climate historian from the University of Cambridge in England. She said there are many dimensions, notably in relation to religion and accusations of racism. The long and the short of it is the eugenics movement hasn't changed its targets.
Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The alleged Colorado Springs gunman, Anderson Lee Aldrich, has been charged with 5 counts of murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crime that caused bodily injuries. following a mass shooting at an LGBT nightclub. This could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020, according to AAA. In Chicago on Monday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
We are delighted that demand is returning like nobody thought possible, with more and more passengers having the income and the desire to take to the skies. We also know that means airlines have to continue taking steps to address the challenges of servicing those tickets that they sell.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We hit the 8 billion mark of people born and still alive in this country, and we're also having a very vibrant discussion over abortion. And I'm going to tell you, if you think that abortion is just a subject that came out of it, like, oh, it's a woman's right to choose, and it's a woman's health issue and all that, I give you 8 billion people on the planet and people who are panicked. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I love talking about these types of subjects because I think that it makes us have to come to grips with some realities. And one of them is this. I've said this to many people. There is a number you have in mind that you say it's too many for Earth to handle. And it's all a matter of perspective. If you were born 100 years ago, and you were looking at resources and saying, well, how many animals are there in a geography? How many fish can be fished out of the ocean? How many whales can be killed for their blubber or whatever else? It would be a very different conversation from, say, 200 years ago to 100 years ago to today. Because what did we do when we were chopping down forests and we were killing whales for their blubber so that we could heat our abodes, our homes? Well, we decided, let's go to fossil fuels. And while many people decry fossil fuels, it's pretty safe to say that fossil fuels save the whales. In many cases, save the forest. So now we're making a new transition. I don't know whether it will or it won't work, but I'll tell you this. If you look at, go back 200 years, they'd say, how much food does it take to feed a group of people? They'd say, we had, how many farms were there? Big farms. Probably 200 years ago, there were, as far as the eye could see, farm. Now, there's still farms, don't misunderstand me, but Archer Daniels Midland, who I haven't heard mentioned in ages, or whoever the big food companies are, I don't see them as major players. They're growing much, much more food in a smaller amount of place. There's hydroponic growth. There's all kinds of stuff. Stuff where they don't even use soil. So there was a massive shift that said everybody's not going to starve to death. If we do run out of, quote, fossil fuels, we'll have other alternative energy, solar, nuclear. Who would have predicted nuclear power 200 years ago? 100 years ago. So it's all relative. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you probably couldn't feed 8 billion people. You would have been like, what? 8 billion? Some people going to die. But that's not the case anymore. Things change. I'm not putting on my risk hat and saying, okay, or my forward thinking hat, which generally involves risk, and saying, what do I think the population would top out at? I don't know. But if I give you the number today, in a decade, it might double. It might be half as many. If I say, I think 100 billion people is the most that Earth could handle. There are people that would go, I think it's before that. There are people that go, nah, I think we could go longer. But once I give you the number, I can work to something at the very least. I can say, well, let me explain why. We have this much water. This seems to be the consumption rate of the average person, blah, blah, blah. We have this many floods, this many droughts. Yeah. And I could probably give you a rational reason as to why I picked that number. But we all probably have a number. I don't even say probably. We all have a number that we go and take a snapshot today. This doesn't compute. If you ask me today, how many people could we care for? I would say probably 20 billion. And how many of them would be starving? A bunch. But it wouldn't be Earth's fault. It wouldn't be Earth's inability to provide. It would be something where man interferes. That's what I can tell you. And I want to continue on with this. Because, as I said, there's a racial overtone, but here's what this guy wrote. For a long time, the Sierra Club had promoted efforts to try to control the world population. Until a couple of decades ago, when the environmental group looked harder at the issue, broke down the numbers, said the group's president, Ramon Cruz. They found the problems were more overconsumption and fossil fuel use, and those problems would be the same at 6 billion, 7 billion, or 8 billion. So, in other words, they're saying it doesn't matter how many people we have. You're still going to have overconsumption. You're still going to have fossil fuels that are fueling our demise. I don't agree with that, but they go on to give you this as well. While most environmental groups try to avoid the issue, 11 years ago when the world hit 7 billion people, the Center for Biological Diversity made special interest condoms with population and environmental messages such as wrap with care, save the polar bear. That make you take pause and wonder what you were about to embark upon. So, look, when you look at this movement, 8 billion people, the population growth that's going to occur will occur in sub-Saharan Africa and Asia for the most part. Even China, they're saying, is not going to have enough kids in the future because of their one-child policy, and it favors so many boys. And the girls don't want to do it either because they're like, I got a career. So they're running into a serious problem. But the bigger issue to me is, what are they going to do about it? What if somebody decides 10 billion is the magic number? 20 billion, like I said. What do they do? And ethically, what do you want them to do? If you have a number in mind where you think the Earth cannot sustain it, and then you start working towards, you know, getting beyond that number or prepping that when it hits that number, you're going to leave or whatever, go to another world, I'd like to know how that's going to happen. Now, notwithstanding, if everything stayed the same and it hit a particular number, as I said, we may find that number. I use 20 billion, but it could turn out that we get to 20 billion and we don't even feel it. I think if we had it today, we would. But let's say that that number occurs 7 years from now. 20 billion. Could we fish enough fish, grow enough crops, find enough water to support all this stuff? My short answer is probably. But then, as I said, if we don't get a handle on it, what do you think is going to happen? Would they introduce a virus, maybe, to kill you? Life expectancy fell. I don't know if you guys saw this. Portion of the U.S. population fully vaccinated against COVID-19 rose from 0% at the onset of 2021 to 63% by the end of the year. Yet, the CDC recently estimated that average U.S. life expectancy fell by 0.9 years in 2021. So you lost a year on your life. This is in addition to the 1.8-year decline in 2020. And contrary to predictions that COVID vaccines could reverse this carnage, they don't. Nevertheless, a New York Times article by Ronnie Karen Rabin blames this, quote, historical setback mainly on a lack of COVID-19 vaccinations and not enough, quote, behavioral measures to prevent infections such as wearing masks. Just to put it into perspective, they've made all these COVID vaccines enough for three times the world population. Then they shipped it all to third world countries hoping these people would take them, and they didn't. They said the white population did worse in 2021 than communities of color besides Native Americans and Alaska Natives. I think it's very telling, he writes. It reflects the greater efforts by blacks and Hispanics to get vaccinated, to wear a mask and take other measures to protect themselves, and the greater tendencies in white population to push back on these behaviors. No, it isn't. It's white population deciding we don't want it. And because they couldn't do a full court press in these third world countries, the African countries said are going to survive. That's why the African countries, the Central American, the third world countries did okay. Think about the big a flip that could occur if all those people survive and all these vaccinated folks don't. It's interesting to watch. Other than the U.S. being an outlier when it comes to falling life expectancy in 2021, the rest of those claims are demonstrably false. The person writing this is explaining that everything this guy talked about, that he was saying, these are the things you need to look at, they were wrong. Everywhere they gave out the COVID vaccines, it didn't go well. Everywhere they didn't take it, it did. So, this population milestone, let me just say, this subject is not going to go away. Now that we've crested 8 billion people, just the other day we just heard of a new thing they want Biden to take a look at to protect children. Just keep your eye out for this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A few of you have probably heard me talk about this show before. I think it's called To Catch a Smuggler. And it's all about, they go to these major airports all around the world, and they catch people that are bringing in contraband fruits and vegetables, contraband materials. They will check your phone to see if you've got kiddie porn on it. It's amazing what they check. I've seen people, of course, they're looking for drugs, right? Because we dare not have drugs coming into America through the border, through the legal system. I'm talking about just people coming to visit the country. I'm not even talking about those that come here and say, I want to be a part of the American dream. Just watch that show one time and then tell me how you feel about illegal immigration. They stopped the guy because they suspected he was going to countries in order to have sex with, you know, women or men. I think in this case it was men in the country. And then they go on to give you the insight. In Colombia, there's a big sex trafficking trade of blah, blah, blah. And they've stopped girls coming into America because they're going to come here to work the Super Bowl or something. I mean, it stuff that I wouldn't even give. I can't even get in that mindset. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And so we have all these rules and regulations for things like certain amount of food you can bring in. You can't bring in certain foods. I've seen people of all cultures bringing their food in because they're going to stay for a longer time. And they're like, well, we don't know if we can get the food here. And they go, sorry, throw it away. Certainly fruits and veggies and things like that. And they inspect them and they find certain bugs and they got to quarantine it and all that. It's amazing what we go through to stop the basics. And then you think about the millions of people that jump across this border every single day with whatever contraband they want, with whatever criminal backgrounds, criminal activities. Do you know that there's a region in Europe where they, I forget the name of it, but if you're on a list where you can't go into Germany, you can't go into France, you can't go into England, you can't go anywhere. Portugal, Spain, you name it. And there are people that had crimes that they did in France as a teenager or, you know, Germany as a teenager that they thought was no big deal. Now they can't fly into that place unless they go and adjudicate whatever that issue is. You can't get in. There have been people stopped at the airports going on vacation. I've watched this show a lot to catch a smuggler. It's not just smugglers. There are people flying on fake passports. They will look at the passport and go, oh, that's a fake. Where are you from? Oh, I'm flying in from such and such. No, you're not. You're coming in from Uzbekistan trying to get into, you know, wherever to get to freedom. Stop them cold. Send them home. These people have paid a lot of money in some cases to get the fake passport to get in. Then they put them on a list, a watch list, where they know, okay, if you try to get in through any other country, we're going to know. They've cracked down on it. Yet, we had millions of people jump right across our border, and not a single thing happened. Get this, I just saw this story. U.S. is the only Western country to require a Wu flu vaccine proof for entry. And when you consider that illegals are not generally supportive of leftist policies, you understand why the Biden administration wants its new legal immigrants dead. They don't like the legal immigrants. They like the illegal immigrants. And here's a story. U.S. TSA has extended its COVID-19 vaccine proof requirement for non-U.S., non-immigrant citizens flying into the United States. So in other words, if you haven't had the vaccine, you can't get into America through the legal system. But if you haven't had the vaccine and you want to cross the border from Mexico in the United States, you can go do it right now. What would you do if you were trying to get into the United States at all, you know, for whatever reason? And you can't get in because you can't get a COVID vaccine. But you know, if you just jump across the border and walk through, you're likely to get in. I was probably worth considering. Proof of COVID vaccine. A non-immigrant, folks, is a non-U.S. citizen, U.S. national, lawful permanent resident, or traveling to the United States on an immigration visa. So if you want to be in America now, as a legal citizen of any sort, you'll be vaccinated. Now, you just think about what that does to the legal system. The legal immigration system where people have been waiting for a long time and said, look, I'm not getting vaccinated. I've done everything I need to do. Like I said, when you used to come into the United States, if you had some sickness, a grave illness, they pull you aside and they, you know, hepatitis or something like that, they pull tuberculosis, they pull you aside maybe send you home, but get medical treatment. Now you got to be vaccinated, even if you're not sick. They said, according to the CDC, being fully vaccinated means having an accepted single-dose vaccine or second dose of an accepted two-dose series at least 14 days ago. A booster dose is not needed to meet the requirement. It comes after the Biden administration in June dropped its requirement for air travelers entering the U.S. to test negative for COVID-19. So it was like, okay, you no longer have to test negative, but you better get that shot that doesn't protect you from anything, doesn't mean you're not going to get it, etc. They go on to say this, the latest security directive largely matches that of previous TSA security directives that was made effective, and they give you the dates. It says, few countries still require vaccine proof. This is the next part of the story. While the vast majority of countries have dropped COVID-19 vaccine proof requirements for entry, the U.S. and a few other countries around the world continue to require them with no alternative avenues for the unvaccinated, such as requiring proof of identity against COVID, a negative test, or quarantine period. So in other words, if you've had it, that should be the biggest thing to, is a point, you know, to go, well, look, I've already had it. I've got what they call natural immunity. Nope. So, I don't know what they're doing, but they say that it's intended to limit the risk that COVID-19, including variants of the virus that causes COVID-19, is introduced, transmitted, or spread throughout the United States. Now, just so we're clear, I'm curious. I want to take a little informative poll. Informal. When's the last time you heard of a variant in COVID? Has it been a few days? Has it been a few weeks? Or has it been a few months? What happened to the variants? Now, I'm not talking about me asking you, because if you've listened to the program, I've asked you over the past few weeks, maybe, right? So, when? What happened to all the scare tactics around COVID? Well, we had the Delta, and of course the Delta, it was a very bad one, and now we've got the old Omicron, which isn't quite as bad, but it's much more infective and, you know, infectious and yada, yada, yada. I mean, there was one point where we were all COVID and variant experts. We could name them all, you know. We knew the efficacy. So this new policy is to, as they say, to advance safety and security. Let me ask you this. This may be a better question. How safe do you feel about COVID now? Are you still paranoid? Are you still wearing your mask? Are you still waiting for the next booster if you got a shot? If you didn't get a shot like me, are you afraid? Are you like, ooh, I better stay away from people because I might just get sick and die? Yeah, let me tell you, here's the sad truth. If you don't die by an accident or you don't die by natural causes, you're going to get sick and die from something. Look, I don't know if you realize this. Maybe you do. I don't want anybody to get upset and panic here. But from the moment you're born, your body is sick, and it's starting to die. I know. It's a radical topic, right? From the moment you're born, your body's already figuring out how it's going to die. So, okay, it's a fact of life. I don't know when it clicks over. I think for me, it was probably in my 30s or 40s where I was like, you know, this fatality thing is real. One of these days, you won't be doing this radio show, Kev. It will be the last show you do. One meal you're going to have will be the last meal. I could go on. I think you get the point.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.